Last week, we featured a different kind of music on the program with the West African singer Angelique Kidjo. She was playing some of the songs that are now on her iPod. Well, some listeners got in touch with us about one particular song. They thought it sounded strangely familiar. Here's the world's Marco Werman.
One of Angelique Kidjo's picks was a song by the great Lebanese diva Fairouz.
It's called Habibi. Kanu ya Habibi, Tajim Sahil no Sahil. I mean, it's amazing. She's a great singer.
Many of you emailed us, puzzled by that song in Arabic. The lyrics were composed by Fairouz's longtime Lebanese songwriters and collaborators, the Rabbani Brothers. Listener John Herlihy wrote to ask why the song Habibi has the same melody as a well-known Russian folk song, Polyushka Polye. He wondered if there's a connection. Yes, Mr. Herlihy, there is a connection, of sorts. The song actually goes by three different titles. There's Polyushka Polye. It also goes by Meadowlands, if you heard the Weavers perform it. Some musicians also bill it as Song of the Plains. I found this 1968 Russian recording of it with composing credits attributed to Messrs. Knipper, Gustchev, and Rex. That version is on a compilation called Best of Communism, which proves once again that even if you tank, you can still put out a greatest hits album. But how does a Red Army anthem get to Lebanon? I started by calling Lebanese violinist Joseph Shama. He now lives in California, but he was Fairouz's first violinist for over 20 years in Lebanon.
I remember that the song this was a Russian song, but I don't know the name of this song originally. I know many songs from Russia because they go all over the countries.
One more call got me to Dawn Elder. She's Lebanese-American and a music agent. Elder says that Lebanon was never a satellite in the Soviet sphere of influence, but Russia had pull musically with Lebanese musicians.
Many of the great young composers and master musicians either migrated to Paris and studying at the Conservatoire in Paris or in Russia with the Moscow Symphony. So you saw tremendous intermingling between styles between Lebanon and the European and Russian world.
So a Russian tune with political meaning got a new treatment in Arabic as a love song. Listener Henry Malumfi pointed out that the song got stretched even further. He wrote, I first heard it in English on one of my mother's Paul Robeson records from the 1930s. So we'll leave you with Robeson and his treatment of Polyushka, or Habibi, or Meadowlands, or Song of the Plains. Regardless of language, the melody remains the same. For The World, I'm Marco Werman.
By the way, you can check out our video of Angelique Kidjo. It's at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Lisa Mullins. Thanks for listening.
Far and away the road goes winding. Look and see how merrily